specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Njerju prej lumi. V deželi, ki gosti dvoreligijski narod edinstvenega islama in starodavnega rimokatolištva, Jonsko in Jadransko morje obdajata nekatere izmed najlepših obal Balkanskega polotoka. Pustolovci lahko v pristnosti in mogočnosti narave uživajo tudi v notranjosti Albanije, a uvožen razvoj, ki pritiče državam z željo po euroatlantski integraciji, terja svoj davek. Razna evropska energetska in gradbena podjetja ne uživajo v lepotah države čistega morja, do nedavno neokrnjenih plaž in skritih kotičkov gozdov, rek in jezer, kot v njihovi zmožnosti akumulaciji kapitala. Pridobitni dejavnosti, to je izkoriščanju albanskih naravnih dobrin, jim z veseljem pomaga albanska oblast. Razvoj je lepa čednost. Albanija namreč ni energetsko samozadostna, zato se na prvi pogled zdi, da je najbolj smotrno zgraditi nove elektrarne. Vodna energija se pri tem kaže, sploh v Albaniji pa tudi drugod po Balkanskem polotoku, kot najenostavnejša, hkrati pa tudi najbolj trajnostna rešitev. V deželi pod goro Korab imajo tudi veliko izkušenj z izkoriščanjem vodne energije, saj se celotno električno omrežje napaja skoraj izključno iz hidroelektrarn. Le 2% predstavljata ostale vire. Energetsko podobo Albanije predstavi Olsi Nika, doktorski študent varstvene biologije na Fakulteti za naravoslovne znanosti v Tirani in član organizacije Eko Albanija.
Albania, it is connected with the international interconnection grid. So it is connected with Montenegro, with Kosovo, with Greece as well in the south part. So it is a connected to the grid country in a way. But Albania is part of the Mediterranean basin, and so does its rivers. So it's... being part of the Mediterranean basin, you could have enormous fluctuation on the rainfall and also on the amount of water in the rivers. So there can be extremely dry periods, like in the summer, autumn period, and there can be also a wet period with most of the rainfall. So is this sort of fluctuation that doesn't provide to the hydropower being sustainable and secure way of getting energy. If you see, for instance, the last decade, Albania has fulfilled its internal demand for energy production only in 2 years. I think in 2010 it's for sure, and I think it's 2017. The rest of the last decade, Albania has not fulfilled its energy demand. So basically it means that it has import energy from the neighboring countries.
Medtem ko velike hidroelektrarne proizvedejo precej veliko količino energije, a z ogromnimi jezovi uničijo celotno dolino reke in tudi nekaj okolice, so večji trn v peti albanskih okoljevarstvenikov majhne hidroelektrarne. Slednje kljub uničenju okolja ne proizvedejo dovolj energije, s katero bi zapolnili vrzel v proizvodnji elektrike. Po definiciji imajo kapaciteto med 1 in 15 megavati proizvedene energije letno. Kljub temu v Albaniji načrtujejo več 100 prav takih hidroelektrarn. Stanje razvoja hidroenergije v Albaniji povzame Olsi Nika.
Yeah, the situation with the hydros in Albania actually it's one of the worst, I would say, cases in terms of high density of the hydropower per square kilometer. or per unit of the surface. So in Udine, there are planned like 550 hydropower, which are above 2 megawatt installed capacity, and these are the hydropowers that are subject of the concessionary contract procedures. But in addition to these, there are around roughly 200 or 180 something hydropower, which are smaller, I would say, than 2 megawatt installed capacity. And in total, there is roughly the figure of 700 hydropower. Out of these, only 187, if I'm not mistaken, are the ones that are in the operational phase. There are some others which are under construction, but the majority of them are still just planned. So there are plans to build the hydropower. So this is the overall situation in Albania. And I'm just, if you want me, I just want to highlight here that some 40% of these hydropower are located in the sensitive areas or in the environmental protected areas network. So wherever there are protected areas, you can find also hydropower.
Podjetja, ki investirajo v gradnjo majhnih hidroelektrarn, imajo praviloma sedež v državah članicah Evropske unije, največkrat v Italiji, Nemčiji in Turčiji. Olsinika predstavi podjetniško strukturo mnogoštevilnih gradbeno-energetskih projektov.
Well, I have not the exact figures of the companies, but actually there are not many companies that are operating into hydros. Basically, for the small-scale hydropower, you can find construction companies, Albanian, local companies, actually, that are shifting from the construction to the building of hydropower. And when it comes to the large dams, there are very, very few hydropower companies that are operating, mainly from Turkey, Italy, Austria, Norway.
Investitorjem, tako kot tudi vladi Republike Albanije, je le malo mar za škodo, ki jo bodo projekti povzročili na že načetem okolju zaradi pospešenega izkoriščanja v zadnjih letih. Leta 2009 je vložila kandidaturo za članstvo v EU, kar služi kot dober izgovor za pospešeno gradnjo trajnostnih, čeprav to niso, hidroelektrarn. Nika opiše, kako na okolje vplivajo obstoječe majhne hidroelektrarne in kaj bi pomenilo 700 novih.
When it comes to environment, they both harm the same, I would say. But of course, the large dams have a bigger, a major impact to the big rivers because they disrupt totally and they change totally the ecosystem functionality. But the same are harming also the small ones, especially when they are planned or designed as a cascade of a chain of small hydropower. They again dry up the sections of the rivers because the water is entering or is being diverted into the pipelines or tunnels or canals or whatever. But the what is important to be understood here is the disruption of the longitudinal connectivity of the river. So basically it means disruption of the migratory ways for the migratory species, especially the fish species.
Ogroženo pa ni le območje tik ob rekah, kjer se jezovi in turbine gradijo, temveč so posledice veliko daljnosežnejše.
They are also changing drastically the microclimate conditions for that certain area where the hydropower takes place. And then gives a lot of other implications, but the large dams in comparison to the smaller ones, which are subject of the diversion or designed with the diversion, the large ones are causing also troubles into the coastal area because because they are actually interfering into the natural balance of the sedimentation of the river. Basically, this means that a large dam set into the river can block the transport of the sediments that can't reach the sea anymore and basically can't force the coastal erosion in a way. Because old sandy beaches that we are seeing in the seaside actually are the contribute to the sedimentation of the large rivers. And if you put a dam in the river, you can't have the beaches anymore for a certain period because of the advance of the coastal erosion. But there are many other implications, so I would need hours to explain all this.
Vendar pa narava ni edina žrtev gradnje jezov in turbin brez znanstvenih ocen vpliva na okolje. Prebivalstvo že tako zapostavljenih območij širom Albanije, kjer so majhne hidroelektrarne že zgrajene, je izgubilo reko, s katero so živeli v sožitju, v zameno pa niso dobili niti finančne, niti socialne odškodnine v obliki delovnih mest. Še več, v enako slabem stanju ostaja tudi električna napeljava v njihovih vaseh in mestih, če jo primerjamo z večjimi središči, kot je Tirana. V podporo lokalnemu prebivalstvu in rekam, ob katerih živijo, so priljubljeni albanski pevci in pevke združili moči in ustvarili komad Lum Lumi Ilir, kar v prostem prevodu pomeni vesela svobodna reka. Prisluhnimo.
Shqipen se nxjerr në pazar. Ajo thot mos vendos.
Mos vendos për mua. Ti jam i lumen nuk dua.
Lumi fajt on lumi. Val von shtat të nua. Si në përavu oso.
On lose gjithë më lua.
Lumi, 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 l
Še vedno poslušate oddajo Balkan Express na Radiu Študent o izkoriščanju albanskih rek. Pred glasbenim vložkom v podporo rekam smo govorili o učinkih hidroelektrarn na družbeno okolico. Pardon. Torej o tem, da gradbeni projekti nikakor ne koristijo lokalnemu prebivalstvu. Država sicer takoj po izgradnji hidroelektrarn postane lastnica infrastrukture, a gradbeno energetsko podjetje prejme proizvodno dejavnost v koncesijsko upravljanje. A glej ga zlomka, nemudoma po izteku trajanja koncesije in prenosu proizvodne in tržne pravice na državo so hidroelektrarne neuporabne, saj se v njihovih majhnih ceveh nabirajo odpadki in ostali sedimenti. Investicija za obnovo pa lahko zraste višje od stroška za izgradnjo nove infrastrukture.
Hydropower projects, especially the small ones, are not giving anything, neither to the state, neither to the energy budget, neither to the, especially to the local communities, and of course, not harming the environment. So local communities are definitely not benefiting anything out of this hydropower, but in contrary, they are losing, in some cases, their land, and some other cases, their water for the irrigation, in some cases, both. And there are occasions that they are losing also their home, their flat, basically their basic things that they make a living in these remote areas. And in the end of the day, they are not benefiting anything. Maybe there are cases that they can have a temporary job while the hydropower is being constructed. And then when it's finished, I mean, a small hydropower can operate with not more than 3 to 5 people. And two of them are engineers, and maybe there are some two guards and, I don't know, maintenance people, which again needs to be instructed, not ordinary villager can do this. So this is what I mean.
Zaradi očitnih razlogov številne lokalne skupnosti v tako rekoč odročnih krajih na različne načine protestirajo proti gradnji novih malenkostnih hidroelektrarn. Dva primera dobre prakse državljanske nepokorščine ali aktivnega državljanstva, kakor vam je ljubše, v občini Zel Gjočaj in vasi Kot bomo predstavili v eni izmed prihodnjih oddaj. Odnos lokalnih oblasti do gradbenih projektov in nasprotujočih prebivalcev pa niha od sodelovanja z gradbeniki in regionalno oblastjo do deklarativnega nasprotovanja. Nika opiše primere v dolini reke Vjosa, kjer lokalne oblasti načeloma nasprotujejo gradnji jezov.
Especially in all Vjosa Valley, the local government units are practically, I would say, against the dams. Not just because they don't benefit anything out of the dams, because also the taxation and all the taxation system and the fees are being also paid to the national budget and not to the budget of the local government units. But the Vjosa Valley has been widely promoted as a big potential for other ways of development, like using the ecotourism and using other ways. While in the Mati, it's still a bit undeveloped, these sort of scenarios, and it's always like people makes the institutions in the end of the day. So there might be also close connections and small interest, financial interest between the leaders of these institutions and the development companies.
Lokalne oblasti se v vsakem primeru zavedajo, da bodo v primeru pritiskov regionalne in centralne oblasti morale popustiti interesom razvoja.
You can, yeah, I mean, you can find these variable situation, various situations from the perspective of the local authorities, but in the end of the day, the local authorities doesn't have a strong voice into all this procedure on issuing the concessions for building hydropower. So basically, the decision is made on a central level. So the contract is signed by the central authority, which is the Ministry for Energy and Infrastructure, in that case, and all the other permissions are being given or issued by, again, national or central authorities. So local government unit has a very weak voice in all procedures, but they can, in a way, they can support and they can be part of the process, mainly only when it comes to the public hearing, which is it is a step when the project, the design, the implication or the consequences that will cause to environment are being discussed. But other than this, the local government units are not having the strong voice. So it would have been good if the local government unit would have been the decision makers in this case. Because no matter how various story you can find in Albania, being part of the democratic system, the local government units are always more closer to the community.
Ne nazadnje so nasprotniki gradnje jezov v dolini reke Valbona prejeli potrditev sodišča, ki je odločilo, da se gradnja začasno prekine in da se izvede ponovna presoja vplivov na okolje. A z gradbenimi deli niso prenehali.
What do you mean? You mean about the Valbona case? But actually, it hasn't been any time in Valbona case final decision from the court to postpone or to put on hold the construction work. So it was an intermediary decision, and this was what the company took advantage of, not following the decision. But no matter what, As soon as there isn't any final decision, they had to stop working, you know? They had to stop working, but actually they didn't. It's just simply ignoring. And this proves again how tight is the connection between the companies that are building hydros and the other powers, political power and judicial power, etc., and the media as well. Because everything, it has been also continued in a complete silence of the biggest media, I mean, of the mainstream media. And of course, there have been reports on this case.
Parlamentarna politika medtem enako kot lokalna zauzema le načelne opozicije. Vlada podpira gradnjo jezov, opozicija pa jim nasprotuje. Večino poslanskih sedežev in s tem podporo škodljivim gradbenim projektom trenutno zauzema socialistična stranka, ki v koaliciji z edinim socialdemokratom in stranko za pravico, integracijo in enotnost sestavlja vlado. Nasprotuje jim demokratska stranka, ki je leta 2009 začela vzpostavljati tako imenovani tsunami hidroelektrarn. Jasno, da je takrat socialistična stranka hidroelektrarnam nasprotovala.
Everybody criticizes this damn tsunami that we called, especially when this party is in the opposition, but actually the policies are being inherited and improved from one party in power to the other, I would say. So this all started back in 2009. Actually, it was the Democratic Party in power, or the damn tsunami, I would say. And then no matter that the Socialist Party on its election campaign announced and promised that they would stop this aggression and this actually unnecessary aggression to the rivers caused by the dam construction, but actually they did issued more or less the same number of hydropower and even more. So I don't see any difference between both the parties, because in the end of the day, these two parties are exchanging the political power in the end of the day.
Evropska komisija v svojem vsakoletnem poročilu o Albaniji kot pripomočku za obravnavanje politike sosedstva in širitve unije opozarja, da je nujno začeti iskati trajnostne vire energij alternativne vodni energiji. Olsinika pojasni, da je Evropska unija stalno opozarja na škodljivost postopanja albanske vlade v povezavi z evropskimi podjetji, kaj več od tega pa ni v njeni moči.
Well, European Union is always sending messages to Albanian government regarding the uncontrolled hydropower and especially regarding the extremely weak enforcement of the legal aspects that are attaching the hydropower development. But other than this, I think that they haven't been, the European Union, it hasn't been directly and strongly involved to prevent this destruction of the nature. So basically, European Union is always giving these messages of diplomatic frame, which I respect in the end of the day, because this is sort of their work. It's part of their work. This is how they do their work. But it is, for me, important, and it's I think it's encouraging.
Po drugi strani pa večino financiranja projektov izvira tako iz privatne kot tudi javne sfere gospodarstva Unije. Gradnjo hidroelektrarn je s posojili podprla tudi Evropska banka za rekonstrukcijo in razvoj v Albaniji.
It's a complete mixture of money, so the majority of the money comes from the banks. I'm sad to say, but it comes also from the development banks. There are also other financial institutions that are investing into hydro in Albania, as they might be or there are, but we have no official proofs in this, that can be also money laundering schemes involved in these, especially in the small hydros. So the money comes from the banks for sure. So, it's not that even the biggest companies that are operating are putting their own money to invest in the hydro. So they just take loans from the banks, and which is fair enough as soon as they're respecting the environmental performance standards. But when it comes to the development banks, I don't think that it's fair. So the banks that are operating with a people's taxes, money, they have to respect the nature in the end. And we have a lot of evidences that there are all of these development banks like EBRD and EIB and World Bank and etc. They have been invested also into the destructive projects of hydropower in Albania.
Od Konispola pa do Triglava. Albanija ni osamljena v pospešenem izkoriščanju naravnih virov v skladu z nauki in načeli svetega razvoja. Podobne posege in ugrabitve rek za majhne hidroelektrarne so podjetja iz zahodnejših in severnejših držav opravljale tako v Bosni in Hercegovini kot v Srbiji, Črni gori in Makedoniji. Če imate radi klišejske zaključke, imate srečo. Obstaja upanje za lokalno prebivalstvo, ki se na drugi strani bori proti posegom v naravo. V Bosni in Hercegovini, natančneje v okolici Fojnice in Kruščice, je dvema skupnostima uspelo zaustaviti gradnjo. Rekam čast in oblast.
Fjalče nato na froj, fjalče dim bjel zjoj.
Po turbinah in jezovih Albanije je plul Virant.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da...
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Ne dirajte se u naše stvari, ostavite se.